You know, Sib, I watch my health.
Yes, you do.
I really, really, really do. Mm-hmm. And on the phone right now is one of my doctors, Dr. Mark Hyman. And Dr. Mark Hyman and I go back a few years. Mm-hmm. We have fought. We have cussed each other out.
I'm just looking out for you, Tom. That's it. I'm just trying to look out for you.
Yeah.
And he will fight you every step of the way for a while, Doc.
It was Dr. Oz that turned me on to Dr. Mark Hyman. Mm-hmm. And he said, Tom, you need somebody. And here's a guy I highly recommend. And he was, are you still treating Bill Clinton? President
Clinton?
Well,
yeah, you know, we're still trying to help him, you know, behave and do his good job. I mean, just taking care of my patients.
Let me ask you this, and related to that sort of thing, when you have the kind of schedule that President Clinton had over the last 18 months or so, or, you know, continuing on, are you able to eat fat and get thin?
You know, well, the thing is just planning. You know, I travel all the time. I'm probably on the road half the time. And I have, like, in my bag an emergency food pack. So I can live for a day without having to buy any junk as I'm on the road in the airports by just having little tricks. I have nuts, or I have nut butter packets. I have, like, actually bison bars. I have all kinds of really yummy things that I can eat and actually feel good. So I don't have to worry about it. So yeah,
bison
there's a
bars.
Bit of
did you say bison bars and
I
yummy
did.
In the same sentence?
Yes, they are. It's like so good. It's like, you know, it's like having a little like salami in your bag, but it's in a little packet. It's delicious and it's good for you.
And it's better than salami.
Better than salami, okay. Yeah.
You had recipes in the original Eat Fat, Get Thin. So this is just an expansion of that. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, the key here is that people need to learn how to cook and eat. I mean, if you leave the cooking to corporations, they're going to kill you. But if you learn simple cooking techniques and you learn how to make some simple foods, you can feel so good and eat yummy food, food that you love and that loves you back. There's like 175 amazing recipes. We have pancakes. We have brownies. We have egg frittatas with all sorts of stuff that you think you couldn't eat, but actually is really made with the right ingredients that stimulates your metabolism, helps you actually cut your cravings and lose weight without starving yourself.
Okay. I'm going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk specifics. What fatty foods are good for you in order to lose weight?
Absolutely.
Okay. What fatty foods? Did you hear me?
Now, I see avocado, but I don't see guacamole.
You didn't say what fat folks food.
All right, we're going to get to that coming up next.